All right, so I call this meeting of the AAC1 President's Cabinet to order on December 2nd, 2025 at 8:05 a.m. in the Frankie Cito Papa President's Conference Room. And so now I'll go call roll. President Ogbot, I'm present. And then Vice President McNamara?
Present.
DEA Dietrich?
Present.
DEO Texan, absence unexcused. And then Attorney General Oster? Oh, sorry, Director of Ethics and Compliance Oster. And then Director Navarte?
Present.
Director Hess?
Present.
Director Krentz?
Present.
Director of Campus and Public Relations, Kira Mendoza, absence unexcused. And then Director Homan, absence excused. And then Director Hatch?
Present.
And then Director Lee?
Present.
All right, a quorum is present. And then now we'll do the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the new University of Nevada, Reno is situated in the traditional homelands of the Nuuh, Washoe, Nuuh, Nuuh peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn in their territory. And then public comments, are any public comment at this time? All right. And then reading and approval of minutes. There are no minutes to approve. And then we'll move on to agenda item number 5, reports to officers. And since it's been a good minute since we've done reports, please feel free to go share, but just remember that we've also got reports tomorrow for Senate. But if you have anything specific, please feel free to go share it with the cabinet. And then I will also request that Director Hatch and DEA Dietrich, you guys give your full reports this morning, even if it's just like bullet points, simply because we'll be probably on the way to the airport, maybe. We'll see if we could cut it close or something along the lines of that tomorrow. But then, so just in case anyone has any questions for you guys, please feel free. And so we'll start, Vice President McNamara.
All right, I'll be pretty short, because like you said, we'll be giving it tomorrow. But I attended PAC Without Borders last week. That was a great event. Great job designing that. That was awesome. And then other than that, a little bit of PAC Friendly Business Program. Added a new business, Raynette Rose, and then a lot of Board of Regents prep. And then yesterday I also attended a meeting with Sky Tavern, and it was with some higher administration and just kind of an interesting partnership that could take place there. So I'm excited to see what that turns into and where that goes. Other than that, I'll yield my time, I'll be pretty sure.
And then Chief of Staff Dietrich.
I'll probably eventually start my Senate report as well, but keep in mind that today actually is Giving Tuesday, so we're trying to get a push for as much donations and funding as we can get, specifically to filter towards those student resources like PAC provisions. And we do have a food and code drive that ends on December 10th, so if you do have any old codes or like non-perishable food items that you would be willing to give to a student in need, then PAC provisions is accepting that right now. So it was a great opportunity. Very thankful to President Ogbot for letting me do that. I'm going to be honest, that is all that I can recall at the moment, considering I'm actively climbing into my car to drink something right now. But I can share more in my setup.
All right, thank you, Gabby. And then Director Oster?
I really have nothing new. Me and Luis are just sending out more emails, more like structured emails when it comes to cancellations and stuff. But that's really it.
All right, and then Director Navarte.
Good morning, everyone. So like what Ethan did mention, PAC Without Borders event was a success. Thank you, everyone, for your support and showing up, especially the officers in different departments or from different departments, and amazing interns, Carmina and Ethan. The department truly appreciate your collaboration in this and the energy in making this event impactful for everyone. We'll be hosting our end of fall semester for our department and gathering soon with our interns to celebrate all the hard work and accomplishments of the semester. So that's pretty much it.
Thank you. And then Director Hess?
Yeah, not much. My department and I got a presentation from the accounting office regarding the PG accounts that we're going to work on consolidating. So that's one of our main goals coming up this winter break. And then we're also having an end of year gathering this Saturday.
All right, and then Director Prentz?
Hey guys, not much from my end either. The programming team is still working on their Welcome Back Week events. We're about a month and a half out from those, so we're just trying to solidify everything before winter break. Our interns just got their assignments for Mackie Week. That's happening in February next semester. I'll keep you guys updated on more dates for that once we kind of have everything solidified. My team and I have begun working on drag show preparations. That's going to be in March of next semester, so that's a pretty big event. I'll probably be keeping you guys a little bit more updated on that one, just because traditionally we do ask for a lot of volunteers for that, so that'll be probably sent out in an email. And the programming team is also going to be having a little end of year party probably within the next 2 weeks. So.
And then Director Hatch? Busy?
Sorry, I totally thought you said Hess.
Oh, all good, all good. You're totally good.
Director Hatch, for the record, a handful of things, but it's kind of been like stuff that we were already prepared for. I had the privilege to present at PAC Without Borders, which was awesome. Shout out to Director Navarte and her team because you guys threw an awesome event with like really wonderful turnout and like a lot of great discussion, so I thought that was great. Our team's been tracking and developing public comment on agenda items for the Board of Regents, which is happening later this week, meeting with a handful of cabinet members, governors, officers, and like a couple senators that have like a lot of insight on some of the agenda items, like the Honors College fee or like social work differential fees. So if you're part of either of those colleges, please reach out. We're trying to get a little bit more insight into like how much student involvement was involved in developing those, like student leadership was involved in developing those, and what those are starting to look like. And if you're interested in being able to comment, please reach out as well. So I think that's pretty much it. We've been pretty focused on Board of Regents.
Great, thank you. And then Director Lee.
Hi everybody, Director Lee for the record. Nothing too crazy. Last 2 weeks ago, we had our farmer's market, our last one for the semester. It went really well. We gave out a lot of really fun things, had vendors come to the school and were able to kind of give out samples as well as just talk to students, and that was very successful. Outside of that, we're just working with our interns, kind of preparing for like SSW week. Sustainability is presenting in front of the SSW committee on Friday. And I guess the last big thing, the sustainability manager for the university, she's no longer working here anymore. So they kind of have a vacant position. I have other university supervisors, so I have people I can reach out to, but that's just like one of my liaison positions that is kind of in the works. So, but other than that, it's not much.
Great, thank you. And then I'll just give my general report, and I'll still be either sending one in or giving mine in person tomorrow. And so just a few different things. Yeah, don't forget, we do have reports tomorrow during Senate. And then this is also the last cabinet meeting for both Caleb and Emily. And then so Emily, she's, I'm pretty sure, in class right now, so she couldn't be with us. But congrats to Emily on graduating. And then buen voyage, Caleb. Is it Spain, correct? Yeah, so I voted for Austin Caleb for going to Spain. And so please make sure to be at next week's Senate meeting if you would like to join us in honoring Caleb and Emily. We'll probably do it a little bit closer to the beginning of the meeting. I don't believe that we're going to do reports since it is dead day and that or prep day, and since we're already doing reports this week. But, you know, if you want to join for like the first 10 or 15 minutes, we're going to be just celebrating them for a brief second. And then today's also Giving Tuesday, as Chief of Staff Dietrich already mentioned. And so I, Amy, can you remind me again if I'm correct, but then there should be a post going out, like a joint post between AACUN and the Center for Student Engagement on Instagram. And then
video. Yes,
a video. Thank you. There's going to be a video. And so please do your due diligence as an officer to try your best to go repost that. Something that we take great pride in is the fact that we do PAC provisions and the fact that we take care of PAC provisions on this campus. And so please make sure to go repost it and then get members of your department to do so as well. So it's a pretty big deal. And I just think that when it comes to helping out our food pantry and helping out students in this capacity, it's really important. Since PAC Provisions is funded through grants, through sponsorships, and then through donations such as this. And so it's really great to be able to give people the chance to do monetary donations to PAC Provisions. And then we're also doing medium-term check-ins. And so you guys should have received an email sometime last week right before the Thanksgiving holiday officially started. And so please make sure to sign up for a date and time to do these middle term check-ins. And then so that's going, there's a couple different availabilities on a couple different days. There's Tuesday, December 9th, Wednesday, December 10th, and then Monday, December 15th. And so please sign up for a time before the end of the day. I recommend just do it right after this cabinet meeting since we're all together now, and then you'll just be able to remember it with some extra time. And so try your best to just sign up, and then so Ethan and I could go lock in those dates and times, and so we won't be scrambling once final season comes around. And then so similar to last time, it's going to be an open discussion with loosely guided questions, and we'll be reviewing your goals, either the completion or continued work on those middle-term goals, and then begin reviewing game plan for your long-term goals. It's also just a general opportunity to reflect, whether that's staffing updates, areas of pride, or areas of improvement. So please just make sure to go sign up for that. And then lastly, we'll be out of town for Board of Regents, as I'm sure you guys have been hearing us talk about for the past couple weeks. And then so that's going to be Wednesday night to Thursday and Friday, and then Friday night. But then, of course, the work week's over at that point. But if you guys need anything, Naomi's going to be your person. And then so if you need any quick emails or in-person situations that come up, just let her know. And then feel free to go contact her. But as always, like, my inbox is totally going to be open. Ethan's will be. Izzy's will be, and so will Gabby's, and so our inboxes, and Aiden Casey too, if you need to go email him, his inbox will also be open. And then so feel free to go email us and then let us know if you need something. It's just our responses will probably be delayed. And lastly, good luck with final season. I know that this end of the semester is approaching pretty quickly, and we've got like roughly a week and a half, so good luck with final season if I don't get the chance to tell it to you again. And thank you very much for celebrating the Thanksgiving party that we had last week. It was a lot of fun. It was great to be able to see everyone just conversing and having a good time outside of the workplace. And so thank you all for coming. What was everyone's favorite dish? Ethan, your dish was a big hit.
It was?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. For the record, I just washed that dish, so you'll be seeing that tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, yes, Sephora, thank you. I almost forgot. Sephora took home because she loved it so much.
Okay, my mom's been asking.
His mom's been asking. Mrs. McNamara's been asking. Amanda's been asking. All right, well then, other than that, that's it that I have for my reports. For my report, and then we'll be moving on to agenda item 6, old business review of cabinet expectations. And then so I don't really have anything today, but just once again, thanks for coming super early in the morning. And then we'll be sending out a when to meet soon just to be able to evaluate when we should be doing cabinet next semester. And then as for new business, and so these are the casual talks findings. And so this is when we were at the KC Breezeway, and then we were just tabling, giving out a little bit of free food. but also at the same time, we were getting some really great feedback from students. They put it on sticky notes, and as people were handing the sticky notes, the admin that they were talking to, or Ethan, or I, Gabby, or Naomi, we were just also conversing with them. And then, so with that said, Naomi took everything and she put it into a spreadsheet. And I believe she said that she'd be ready on Thursday for dissemination, because what she did was, based on all the feedback, she is distributing it by department or by person who would be best suited to be able to look at it. Like, for example, if there's something about clubs and organizations, Director Hess would receive it. If there's anything about Nevada open meeting law, Director Oster will receive it. Or if there's anything about university administration or Nevada athletics, the director of athletics would receive it. So that's kind of how it works. And then so she's putting it in a spreadsheet. And again, I believe she said that she'll be finalized with it on this Thursday. And then so just go take a look at that. And then that's also something that we could potentially talk about during your middle term check-ins. If there's something substantial, if there's something that you want to bring up, or something that we see could be a potential idea for us to start up next semester, that's also another great way to do it. And I think we're probably going to have another cabinet meeting. Sorry, this is just a really random thought too. But then we're probably going to have another cabinet meeting too before the end of the semester concludes. And so this is good food for thought as well. And then so it's just good stuff for us to be able to discuss openly once we've been able to evaluate all of it. And then agenda item 8, reports on liaison committees. Ethan?
I know last week I brought it up, but the offer still stands. There's one more university athletics committee if anyone wants to go in and sit on it for this semester. And then next semester, I'm sure it'll be a new time. But if anyone wants to do that, reach out to me.
All right. And then agenda item 9, upcoming executive branch initiatives. All right, and then agenda item 10, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Yes.
Amy Kokas, I'll just say a couple things. One is that, just a reminder that Thursday, this conference room is gonna be updated, so exciting. We're gonna get the new technology, so we'll all learn it together. Hopefully it's very easy to do, but so anyways, that'll just impact right future meetings into this space. And then we're also we're working on winter break coverage. So the Center for Student Engagement, the space will be open. Pack rides will be closed. Pack provisions will be closed for the 2 weeks, the week of Christmas and the week of New Year's, but open the rest of the time. And then just a reminder that there is interviews this week for the coordinator of pack provisions, which is the full-time position. We'll have two people on campus tomorrow and another person on Thursday. And then there's two more full-time positions open: the coordinator of student government events, which I'm sure we'll have some interviews in the next couple weeks, and then coordinator of accounting.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. And then that's pretty much it that we have for this meeting. And then so adjournment. I call this meeting of the Eastern President's Cabinet to close on December 2nd, 2025 at 8:23 a.m. in the Frankie Sudo Papa President's Conference Room. All right, thank you guys. All righty, and then concert meeting.
Yeah.
Yes, is it fine if I join you in your room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys have any idea where the class?